Remain in Jesus. Do you remember the scriptures that were read at your wedding? They may have included wisdom about love, how two are better than one, becoming a cord of three strands. While all those scriptures are true and wonderful for marriage, what often gets missed is that there are more than these traditional wedding scriptures that apply to marriage. The more scriptures you know and apply to your life, your marriage will be better. In the book of John in chapter 15, Jesus says to abide in him because he is the vine. This command was not a suggestion he made at the time, but a command for all time. To abide in Jesus is to actively remain in him, walk in faith, trust him, spend time with him, and obey him. In other words, abiding in Jesus is a way of life, and it's a way of life we should follow because he commanded it and because there are unique perks that will make all the difference in your marriage. When we remain in Jesus, we will then and only then bear much fruit. Without remaining in Jesus, he says that we can do nothing. Zip, zilch, zero. The reality is that we will be as useless as a stick on the ground that has fallen off a tree. I don't know about you, but I want fruit in my marriage. I want it to have a purpose, to bear much fruit, and to be a witness to the world that shows others who Jesus is. I want it to be a marriage others desire to have. Ultimately, if you want to be the best husband or wife or have the best marriage possible, you will need to remain in the vine. When you follow Jesus and obey and apply the entirety of Scripture, not just the ones read on your wedding day, his love will be perfected and made complete in you and overflow onto your spouse and your marriage. Take action. What is one thing you could do today to remain in Jesus? Perhaps it's putting on some music and just spending time in worship. Maybe it's pausing to pray and simply talking with him, thanking him, and giving him your burdens. Or perhaps you must make time for repentance because you have allowed other things to come between your relationship with him. Whatever it is, choose to plug back into the vine today intentionally.